Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a gorgeous sunny day where I live, Scott. It feels
good. It is here,
good.
Too. Yeah, I'm in the sun. It's wonderful. And people listening to previous podcasts may recall that you've been going to the dentist to get your mercury fillings removed.
And oh, indeed. Yeah, I just a few days ago did the four sessions.
So you've got your mercury free now.
Well, I'm amalgam free.
Amalgam free?
Yeah, you know, the mercury, it's all over my body, you know. Like when you chew food on mercury fillings, it wears, it gases off, it gets into your system, you swallow it, it's everywhere. And your body needs to deal with it. And so it's sequestered, it's in the fat of my body, it's in the bones, it's in the joints, you know, it's all over the place.
And you're particularly sensitive to mercury, right?
Well, yes, about a quarter of the population is genetically predisposed to not being able to deal with heavy metals. And I won the ticket. So I'm one of those. And this is how the mainstream gets away with continuing this barbaric practice. You know, they can tell you, but this doesn't happen to everybody. Statistically, more people are okay. So how could you say that the mercury did it to you?
Right.
Until you put that variable, the genetic variable, saying 100% of the people who have this genetic predisposition end up in trouble.
And now you've got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's in children who have this, if you inject them with a mercury-loaded vaccine, they go autistic. I mean, I don't know if it's 100% of the cases, but sure, majority of them. You know, you have a normal child, you take him to the doctor, they give him a vaccination, and 3 days later you have a basket case.
Yeah.
And the crib deaths, they are so correlated with vaccinations as well. So, anyway.
Well, I personally believe that we should only be putting good things into our bodies, not dead disease, so.
Right, but, you know, what's better, to have a tooth that rots out in your mouth or to try and fix it? So, of course, it's intelligent to fix it, but you shouldn't be fixing it with a poison that's going to cause you untold trouble.
Right, well, we fixed your teeth, right?
Okay, so I no longer have the amalgams. I'm good with that.
Congratulations.
And now comes the detox. Now I need to get rid of all of the metal that has been just stashed away, you know. I know it's in my, I mean, I've had it analyzed. I called Dr. Vickery and we did a remote session. He's able to check where it is and where the levels are, and it's in my liver, it's in my brain, it's in my spine, it's in my joints, you know, it's all over the place. So now comes the next chapter. How do we get rid of it?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah, what to do? Well, and Vickery, Dr. Bryce Vickery, figures very large in this picture. I came to know him about 6 years ago when I ran into the amino acids, the supernutrient Platinum Plus amino acids that we sell. They help people, especially with metal toxicity, because the amino acids are able to wrap themselves around these toxic molecules and help escort them through the normal eliminative pathways like liver and kidneys out of the body. But it's not as effective as some other things might be. Although, you know, it's really good. So all of the back problems that I've had because of it, you know, the carpal tunnel syndrome, the sore wrists, the joints aching and hurting, the back going out of whack, all of that I've been able to manage. But I was having to continue to take the amino acids because of the continued toxicity.
Cool. So
yeah.
What's some way that somebody who's concerned about you know, heavy metals in their body, mercury in their body, could use to detoxify.
Well, this is the latest discovery. Dr. Vickery called me up about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and said, you know, I have found this extra tool that is just so enhancing what I've been doing. It's just phenomenal. You ought to try it out. So I did, you know, ordered it up, started testing it, and truly, it's amazing. And I believe me, I did not want to get involved with any company that sells their product through network marketing. But this one does. The company is called Wyora. That's spelled W-A-I-O-R-A. And their flagship product is called Natural Cellular Defense. And this product does what it's supposed to do. It detoxifies like nothing else I've ever seen.
Wow. So tell us a little bit more about what's in Natural Cellular Defense.
It's made using a patented process, made from zeolite. Zeolite is a particular volcanic soil that's or mineral that's, when you crush it, it has a great affinity to attract toxins. The way this material is composed, it has a lot of sites that are attracting electropositive elements, itself being an electronegative cage. You could visualize it. You could visualize it like something like a little Pac-Man that has ability to hold within itself electropositive things and itself remain electronegative.
So, and in other words, it's kind of like a magnet, right? It will pull the positively charged toxic metals out, basically out of you and attached to it, and then it removes itself from your body. Is that how it would work?
Yes. Well, your body, whenever it sees an electropositive thing, which the toxic metals are that, viruses are like that, a lot of, you know, the oxidant-antioxidant relationship, that has everything to do with the electropositive, electronegative things. Antioxidants are electronegative, oxidants are electropositive. So when you have, for instance, something like that toxic metal in the body, vitamin C will throw itself at it. But when the vitamin C molecule jumps on it, it hands the electron over to it. Now itself it became electropositive.
Right.
So now this little hero, vitamin C, has to hand it over to something else. It has to hand it to maybe vitamin B, which has to hand it to vitamin A, which has to hand it to vitamin E, and finally, at the end, there's glutathione that helps recycle all of this back into reloaded and ready to perform again.
Hmm.
So it's a very complex thing. You can visualize all of this sort of like a rugby team, where, or maybe a football team, where in the back you have the quarterback, that's Mr. Glutathione, and he kind of deals with the ball and has to hand it to somebody, and there's a whole team of performance that are involved with dealing with just this one play.
Right,
this
right.
This happened time and time again. So anyway, the zeolite by itself, just in natural state, has affinity for toxins. It pulls toxins into itself. So when you're mining zeolite in its natural state, it has many of the potential sites already filled. And the patented formula that Wyora has developed is this activated, or the activation, where they're actually able to strip it out. It's sort of like if you took an, you know, if you iron a shirt, you get rid of the wrinkles, right?
Right, right.
So if you apply this activation process to the zeolite, you just remove the unwanted toxins out of it, and you make it ready to accept a lot of the toxins when you put it in your body.
Wow. So is it in a liquid form or a capsule form?
It's liquid. It's a teeny little bottle with drops, and you would use so many drops per glass of water that you drink.
I see. And what happens if you use too many?
Well, sure enough, I started on it just a couple days ago. You know, I tested it, but now I was going to go, okay, let's go for it. So The recommended dosage, they say, is 1 to 3 drops per glass of water every day.
So 1 to 3 drops a day?
No, 1 to 3 drops in every glass of water you drink, which is probably about 4 times.
Okay.
The objective is to spread it out throughout the day. You want to have a steady level of it all the time.
Okay, so I drink 8 glasses of water, so I'd have two or three drops 8 times a day.
So that would make it about 16 to 24 in your case. So anyway, the normal dosage is about 10 drops a day.
Okay.
So you would probably do just 1 drop per glass in your case.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, people who are really sick, by the way, this product is patented, not just claimed, but patented to deal with cancer.
Wow.
Because, of course, cancer is an illness caused by toxins in the body. So when you remove the toxins out of the body, the irritant that causes the cancer is gone, and the body is able to revert itself back to healthy. So, you know, to treat cancer, you would probably be using something like 50 drops a day total.
Wow.
Well, anyway, so I thought, well, what the heck, let's rush in. And I used a little too much, and sure enough, by mid-afternoon, I could already feel how I was putting myself into a healing crisis. And so by the evening, I just had to cut it out and had to crash and couldn't sustain it. So today, I'm in a better space. Instead of using 4 or 5 drops per glass, I'm using 1 drop per glass, and I'm managing.
So you can do it really, really fast and end up basically on your back as your body is cleaning at a very, very high rate, or you can do it more gradually and not incapacitate yourself. Is that what you're saying?
That's pretty much it, yeah, because the symptoms I was getting was brain fog and, just emotional. You know, it's all of the symptoms of metal toxicity. It's just nasty. I was unable to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, give us some of the kind of an overall broad symptoms of metal toxicity, because those of us that are, you know, we're listening, we're going, well, I don't know, am I toxic or not? And I often find when we're speaking that you'll list off, well, these are all the different symptoms, and then I'll go, well, you know, I got all of those, I didn't even know they were symptoms, and that means I'm this or that. And one of my friends was driving me home the other day from the airport, and I had made a mistake. And, you know, I'm human, right? And
yeah.
I thought I was going to be arriving at 8 p.m., but I arrived at 6 p.m. So I phoned him, and he was just about to make dinner, and then he was going to sit down and listen to a teleseminar, and then he was going to come and get me. So I totally disrupted his life, as you can imagine.
Yep.
He came and he got me, and I heard about this basically the whole way home, and I thought, you know, I'm sorry, like I called you as soon as I knew. I didn't know what time I was arriving when I got on the plane until they took off and they said, we're going to be in at 6. I don't know why I had the wrong time. And I said, and you know, and it's not that big a deal because it's just like I'm 2 hours early. You know, I just didn't understand. But then it tweaked with me because, you know, you and I have talked about different things. And I thought, you know, he's really upset and it's probably short on magnesium. So,
yep.
We ended up having a conversation. I says, you know, you kind of got this road rage going on here in the car. And he goes, yeah. He says, I'm just like, woo. I says, you're probably, you know, a little short on magnesium. You know, and he knew enough. You know, we've talked about what, you know, I've had many conversations with him about what we talk about. And he goes, well, yeah, maybe I am. So I had an extra bag of the magnesium salt. So I said, when I get home, I'm going to give you this. Go have a bath.
Yeah.
And next day I talked to him, he says, yeah, I feel a lot better and mellower today.
Hey, look at Dr. Scott.
But who knew that, you know, oh man, I'm all worked up is, you know, if you just have a magnesium bath, you'll be relaxed and happier, right? So
yeah.
I now know that and I watch for that. So I think it's really valuable if you'd say, okay, you know, if you aren't toxic, and you've got a lot of heavy metals in your body, here are some of the things. Because to me, what always goes through my mind is, you know, the body maybe doesn't work so good, but I don't think of the mental and emotional things that occur. And so mm-hmm. I think this would be really helpful.
You got it. Well, I think these symptoms will vary, you know. There are issues. But the most common one is brain fog. And brain fog is just this sensation that you already know something, you want to say it, but it's just not coming.
Oh.
I mean, you already know it's there, you know, like it's on the tip of my tongue. I want to say it, but it's not happening.
Okay, that's interesting.
What's the other ones? The sense of unreality. It's as if you were walking under a glass dome. Your senses are sort of reporting, but they're not reporting well. It's similar to sort of drug. I don't know. It's so many years, I don't remember clearly now. But you know, just smoking some pot or something like that.
Yeah.
It will just alter your perception just enough that it will feel really strange, like as if things were moving slower or faster, or that's sort of bizarreness. But there are, you know, like there, depending on the level of the toxicity, you know, like mild toxicity is just that sort of thing. Once we get into the serious ones, you know, we'll get into symptoms. You know, like for instance, in mercury toxicity, you know, metallic taste in the mouth, excess salivation, gingivitis. You know, gingivitis is an illness of the gums, where you start having gum recession or that sort of thing. Tremors in the muscles, tremors in the body, digestive troubles, eliminative troubles, irritability, depression, psychosis, you know, apathy, shyness. That's just the mercury, you know. Lead goes on irritability, impotence, loss of libido, depression. How do you like it so far, right? Headaches,
yeah.
Weakness, cognitive dysfunction. That's when you're just unable to think. Those are the two most common ones.
Okay, cool. So you had your healing crisis because you overdid it, you got enthusiastic, and that's really something that everybody, I think, can easily relate to, because I know I always think, okay, I've got this stuff and I'm just going to, you know, put a whole bunch in, and the next thing you know, it's like, oh my God, we're a little...
Yeah, that's common. I mean, I deal with it all the time with our customers who who enthusiastically jump into it, and then what?
Took 10 years to build up all the toxins, and I want them out of my body in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Ouch.
Yes, so that's that. So I've listened now to a good number of interviews with medical researchers, doctors, practitioners who have been using the natural cellular defense. In fact, I have a whole 50-minute recording of it that I would like to add to our podcast library. And I'm totally convinced that this thing really is a universal tool of helping people deal with toxicity. So I'm very encouraged by it. I would suggest to everybody who's living in the Western world, who has lived in an urban center, who has ever inhaled any hydrocarbons, who has ever ingested water that goes through copper and lead pipes, who has... lived in a place where they burn coal for electricity, who has had a filling put in their mouth, to consider doing a run of this, even just as a preventive, to just clean it up.
Cool. So what are some of the other benefits of the natural cellular defense?
Well, the benefits are secondary. You know, the primary benefit is you detox. You get rid of toxic waste in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you start reversing all of these symptoms that I just listed, you know. I mean, if you have arsenic poisoning, you know, you have mental impairment, progressive blindness, paralysis, kidney failure, you know, brown skin pigmentation.
Wow.
you know, limb paralysis or deep tendon reflexes are reduced. You know, mental symptoms will include apathy, dementia, and anorexia. So if you have this type of illness caused by the toxins in your body, you will start reversing and undoing these symptoms.
Wow.
You know, the type of illnesses that are commonly caused by toxins, you know, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, cancers. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy what it applies to.
Right, right.
So what can we reverse? Well, you know, we had the Five Forces of Illness series that we just worked on not long ago, right?
That's right.
Well, one of them we talked about was toxins. You know, if you have too much of stuff you shouldn't have in your body, you're going to be suffering from a variety of symptoms from it.
That's
so
right.
We were talking about detox. We were talking about doing detoxifying baths and how that can relieve some of it. We were talking about eating healthy foods that will help your eliminative system. So here we have a tool that's, I keep coming back to the image of the Pac-Man. You know, you're just loosing a whole bunch of little Pac-Man that just go into the body and start gobbling up all the stuff that has no business being there.
Right, right. We've also talked in the past about the importance of having the right pH balance in the body and in the blood.
Yes.
So would this help with that as well?
Tremendously. Yes, it would. Because it would help eliminate the things that cause the pH balance to be wrong.
Right, right. And that's very important.
Yes, it is. Well, ask me more questions. Why would a person want to do it? Oh, to prevent horrendous symptoms that will come later in life. If you don't deal with your toxins now, it'll come to haunt you later.
Right.
If you already have an illness caused by toxins, well then you may as well start on it now.
You had mentioned that this is like mind.
Yes, it's mind, yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about how it is it, they have these big drills drilling into the ground, or?
I think so. You know, I think what they do is they just have to go to a place where this is located, and they just take a huge shovel and just grab a bunch of it.
I see.
But then they have to, you know, they have to take it apart, they mill it to fine powder, and then they do this activation, the patented process that, I mean, that's what makes this company, of course, so phenomenally viable, because they can take something that probably costs $1,000 per ton and sell it for $1 million per ton, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But so it is, you know? It's effective. Their process does do what they promise to do. Unlike other things, I've actually gone to the pains of purchasing three other zeolite products and testing them. You know, I wanted to compare. I wanted to be sure that I'm not paying $50 for a bottle that I could buy for $10 elsewhere.
Right.
Because this product is not cheap. You know, it's selling for $50 a bottle. Or if you decide to sign up. And you can buy it as a member for $33 a bottle. And yes, there is zeolite out there that you can buy for $20 a bottle, $15 a bottle. But, you know, we took it to the test. I shipped it to Dr. Vickery to put it on the machine, to test it against other patients on a comparison. And this other stuff isn't activated. It's zeolite. But it doesn't have anywhere near the power of it. Where, you know, we get universal acceptance on the Viora's brand, the other stuff is just, yeah, doesn't cut it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so again, you know, here's a cool little company. The company history says that in 2001, they were preparing to take this through the FDA process of drug authorization to have it as a cancer preventive or anti-cancer drug. And then they thought, hold on, we're going to spend $800 million. We're going to take 10 years doing it. We'll have an application for it where we are allowed to apply it to skin cell cancers. Why don't we turn it around? Why don't we just get a GRAS, generally recognized as safe, rating on it, and introduce it to everybody?
Right.
Then you can deal with it as a preventive tool as opposed to a drug. So that's what you have here now. Instead, we have a illness prevention instead of just trying to have another pharmaceutical drug.
Neat.
So the key benefits, right?
Yeah.
Removes heavy metals and chemical toxins. So that would be the mercury, lead. The chemical toxins would be like dioxin, furans. So in the process, of course, when you remove these toxins, you help balance the pH. And when you balance the pH, that means that you're supporting the immune system, so you're allowing it to thrive and deal with the illnesses that it's already created, which then leads to building of overall health. And the big deal about this is that it's really hard to overdose, and it's safe. Even pregnant women and nursing women can take it.
Yeah, it's totally non-toxic.
Yes. Of itself, there's no toxicity whatsoever.
Although you might have a little bit of a healing crisis if you take too much once.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So you lay down and have a sleep and you're fine.
Right.
Which is what you did, right?
Yeah, that's what I did. I had to sleep it off. I had to stop taking the high dose, of course. I just said, okay, pull
right,
back.
Right.
Here's a good little side benefit. It will stop the acute diarrhea from food poisoning. So if you go somewhere traveling, you know, and you have a bottle of this with you and you end up, you know, the traveler's illness, especially when you go to Mexico or places like that, this will effectively stop that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. So if somebody wanted to find out more about natural cellular defense, where would they go on the website, Martin?
I only have it in one place presently, under manufacturers, Wyora products.
So head over to www.life-enthusiast.com and then click on manufacturers and then Wyora.
Yes, sir.
And then you'll see you've got 5 or 6 or 7 articles up there already, information about it, how it works, how it's made, where it comes from.
All of that, yes.
All of that stuff, how, you know, what you can expect. And I think that's just amazing, actually, that they were, you know, going to start it off as an anti-cancer drug and of course, making it an FDA GRAS, which stands for generally recognized as safe by the FDA. So it got to market a lot quicker is amazing. Now we just have to get the message out.
Yes. Yep, that's what we're doing. So, I've struggled with toxicity for the longest time. And I'm struggling now to come up with the words of appreciation, just how big a deal this is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to sound like I'm trying to oversell it or just overstate it. But
or overhype it.
Overhype it. But it's almost like when you discover America, you know. or if you have a religious experience, you know, when all of a sudden your worries are lifted from you.
You're starting to feel a lot better.
Well, the hope that it brings, you know. Like it's just the expectation of, oh yes, this will completely take care of things. It does. It will. I mean, I've listened to all these medical testimonies, and it's just astounding how well it will work.
Cool. That is really
and
cool.
And here, I'm going to quote just one of them. Stephen Trabiati, MD, board-certified neurologist in Minneapolis. The old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It takes on a new meaning with cancer. where cures are seldom, an ounce of prevention is worth years of an otherwise shortened life versus a ton of ineffective and miserable treatment. Since most cancers are caused by toxins we either ingest or inhale, prevention means ridding our bodies of these toxins. I will be using liquid zeolite, and I will be recommending this to every member of my family and every patient I see. Thank you.
I just wanted to add something, too. I noticed on the website here at Life Enthusiast Co-op, they did a test with 60 people for 14 to 26 common toxins, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides. 801 of these toxins were initially found in the subject's livers. 825 were detected in the breasts. 824 were identified in brain tissue. They were found to have 90 to 95% of these toxins in their livers, breasts, and brains, regardless of their diet. Many of the people in the study were vegans who ate live food. After a week-long NCD, so
natural cellular defense.
Green juice, so that could be like Exula, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fast protocol, just 73 toxins remained in the subject's liver, 103 toxins were left in the breast, and 111 were detected in the brain. The overall percentage of removal of these toxins from the participants' organs was 88%, only 12% in the systems were left in their systems overall. This concluded 91% removal of these toxins from the liver, 88% from the breast, and 87% from the brain. So in other words, I mean, a huge, huge decrease after 1 week.
That's
just amazing.
Yeah, that's why I was just stumped for words. You know, how do I say that this is like magnitudes out of range from anything that you experienced before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to have, you know, vibrant health, you have to get rid of those toxins.
Yes. Yes.
And so this seems to be a good way to kind of wind up today's podcast on a high. You can remove almost 90% of your toxins very, very quickly with the proper protocols and using natural cellular defense as a part of that.
Yep, that's a beautiful summary.
So if you want to know more about natural cellular. So if you want to know
NCD.
More about NCD or natural cellular defense, head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast and you want to listen to more of them, if you go over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, we've got them all archived right there. Plus, if you go over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, I'll have more information on and links to all the information on NCD there as well. So, Martin, as usual, you get to have the last words.
Well, thank you all for listening. We appreciate you all. You're welcome to call here and get your specific questions answered. That's 1-866-543-3388. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Goodbye.